Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Arnie Sallon, for that theme song. That, among other things, is your talent got you into the Berklee College of Music, and congratulations again from your dad. I can't wait to hear about it and vicariously enjoy your journey. You can listen or download this or any one of my shows on my website, brucesallon.com. It has been newly redesigned and relaunched, and it is very green. You'll understand when you go and visit it. There are probably a couple little glitches here and there, but the site looks marvelous, and I'm very, very proud of its unique look and, I believe, unique features. We, as a website, have everything from Dad Chat on it to comic strip. Because I said comic strip, current one is an Elvis Valentine's Day, to the radio show, to all my columns, and lots, lots more. There's a community that we are forming that is going to be worked around Dad Chat, which is every Thursday evening. And Dad Chat is a tweet chat, which is a interesting and evolving phenomena that, in fact, advertisers and brands are starting to get aboard and sponsor. We've been approached by many different places to sponsor, but it's a very delicate thing that the hosts of chats are dealing with as far as sponsorship. It's great to get the money, but you don't want to denigrate the integrity of the chat. So we are all, the hosts that are involved on various chats are all just trying to figure it out, given that this is a whole brand new type of marketing. But Dad Chat is every Thursday evening, and for those that are listening live in Santa Barbara, you can join us tonight with Angela Mayers, who is an extraordinary teacher and has started a movement that she has dubbed You Matter. So you can read about it on my website, brucesallon.com, and join the chat, which is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which, of course, is 9 to 10 p.m. on the East Coast. The new comic strip, as I said, is an Elvis Valentine's Day. Today, we spoke about habits, rituals, and routines with Wayne Levine, Pastor Drew Sams, and for the first time in a long time, Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. And each guest, I think, provided some interesting insight into the value of routines and rituals in an individual's life and in family life. Pastor Drew is happily about to have his own family with the birth of baby Drew in April. And he said the first ritual he intends to implement is one that he learned from his brother-in-law, which is that whenever there's a meal, any guest drops their cell phone in a basket that is by the front door, because the meal and the time together is meant to be with each other, not checking your phones. And I think that's a great ritual. I shared my own family ritual about Shabbat dinners that we have every Friday and going around the table and sharing our best and worst of the week, and what that has done for my family over the 18 years that we've done that ritual. And my wish and hope that my boys, God willing, have their own families and have kids and do some of the same rituals. And it would be such a cool thing as a grandpa to be sitting at their dinner table, seeing them do a ritual that we had begun at our dinner table. So what are your rituals? What are your routines? Feel free to write me about any of them. Join Dad Chat and share them. You can write me at bruce@brucesallon.com. Speaking of the show, there are sponsor slots open. If you you or your company would like to be involved with the demographic of great moms and dads, which is, of course, our show and my audience as a writer and blogger, just write to me at bruce@brucesallon.com if you would like to do that. Next week, we will be talking about gratitude. I believe, as Dennis Prager has said so often, that gratitude is the key to happiness. And if you wake up every day grateful for the things you have rather than complain about the things you don't, you'll probably be happier. And I survived a pretty horrific car accident many years ago, and it motivated me to write the first column I did about gratitude long before I had my regular Dad's Point of View column. And I am rewriting that column, or revisiting it, as I call it, and it's going to be a column called Revisiting Gratitude. And I think, as we've talked about the value of rituals being repetitious, some themes are worth repeating, and I think being grateful and having gratitude in your life is very well worth repeating. I want to thank the team that helps me on this show every week. First, the inimitable and unflappable and somethingable and helpful Richard Dugan, who's my producer and engineer. Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager, who is not only a friend but has become I don't know, if he's my mentor, I'm his mentee, I don't know what it is, but I sit down with him and I learn about radio, and now I also learn about how he's making his station into a TV station as well. We, in fact, may, in fact, be broadcasting some of our shows on the internet via a TV stream, so stay tuned for that. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.